President Obama announced a sweeping effort to capture corporate tax dollars and combat offshore tax havens.
By ending indefensible tax breaks and loopholes which allow some companies and some well-off citizens to evade the rules that the rest of America lives by.
That was Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, who said it was about restoring fairness to the tax code. In a minute, we will talk with a former IRS agent and find out what he makes of the president's plan. But first, some numbers. The president's plan was confrontational, but Wall Street did not get a buzzkill, just the opposite. The Dow rose 214 points to close above 8,400 for the first time since mid-January. The NASDAQ and the S&P were also sharply up. Also in news today, the clothing chain Filene's Basement has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Filene's is a privately held company. There will be a court-supervised auction in about 5 weeks for the chain's 12 stores and its other assets. And Cranes reports today 171 airport shuttle drivers will lose their jobs by the end of July. National Car Rental and Alamo are both downsizing their operations. The cuts represent nearly 40% of their New York City staff. The two companies are subsidiaries of Enterprise Rent-A-Car. As you just heard, the president is announcing a grab bag of policies today aimed at cracking down on overseas tax havens and removing incentives to relocate operations abroad. We'll talk about some of these indefensible tax breaks that Tim Geithner talked about now with Andrew Schmidt, a professor at Columbia Business School. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
So big picture, what do you make of these proposals? If you had to give this plan a score of 1 to 10, with 10 being revolutionary and 1 being business as usual, how would you rate this bundle of changes?
Oh, you know, I think a couple aspects of it are pretty big deals, exempting this are trying to get rid of the deferral and permanently extending the R&D credit, you know, pretty big deals. Other stuff seemed to be kind of, you know, typical, trying to close up loopholes and things like this.
All right, let's take one of the proposed changes as an example. This is a little arcane, so please walk me through why it matters. President Obama wants to require companies with foreign operations to defer their tax deductions abroad until after they repatriate their earnings back home. What does that mean exactly, and what kind of companies do this?
Well, what this means is when a company repatriates their earnings, they're basically, it's a subsidiary that's paying a dividend to the parent. And so they get to defer this until, you know, defer the income until the dividend is actually paid. And here they're just, seems to me, trying to match up the recognition of the income and taking the deductions associated with this at the same time. So it's just going to push this out into the future.
And I understand that somewhere in the realm of like $60 billion, this will help recapture. What kind of companies do this?
Well, any of your large multinational corporations that, you know, have operations in foreign jurisdictions. So, you know, companies like Microsoft, GE, large pharmaceutical companies, Merck.
So a lot of big players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And why is
big,
this?
Big dollars.
And why is this Why was this targeted loophole allowed in the first place? Why would a company with an offshore subsidiary be allowed to defer paying taxes in the United States on profits they earned overseas?
Well, I guess the idea is so they could reinvest those profits into their operations to help grow those operations. So it's just an investment incentive to allow them to continue to invest in growing their operations in these foreign jurisdictions.
You worked at the IRS as a revenue agent before you became a professor at Columbia. I wonder whether that experience taught you anything about what it takes to get businesses to pay their taxes.
Well, you know, the IRS is there for a reason. You know, people and entities will try to reduce their tax liabilities by whatever means is necessary, including illegal means. And so, you know, you just have to kind of be vigilant.
Right, right. And quickly, Professor Schmidt, what's the next big corporate loophole?
Oh, That's a really tough question. You know, I guess just kind of have to wait and see with things like this. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to see things related to alternative energy investments and things like this. All the things
that President Obama is pressing in his stimulus package, we will probably find loopholes in the future we will need to close. Thank you, Professor Schmidt. Andrew Schmidt is a professor at the Columbia Business School and a former IRS revenue officer. Thanks for joining me on the Financial 411.
Thanks for having me.